Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Yesterday in our study of Galatians chapter 5, we finished verses 1 through 6. So listen in now as we start with verses 7 through 12.
I will plant my feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands.
This is your radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom, welcoming you to another Lamp and Light broadcast. Well, I hope that you will have your Bibles ready as we go back to the book of Galatians today, Galatians chapter 5, and we'll begin with verse 7 in our study. And I hope that you'll have pencil and paper and ready to write down these things that you hear and perhaps any questions that you may have. And you may want to be a part of the question and answer period that we have in next year's broadcast when we go back over listener questions and give you answers. Oh, we'd love to hear from you. Even if it's not a question answer type of situation, we would love to hear from you and just to love to read the letters that we get of how the Lord has blessed in one form or another through this broadcast. Now also, we would ask you to pray for the Lamp and Light on a daily basis. We realize that this station and this that we have, as well as our program, really has been blessed by God. And God has done that in response to the prayers of many of you who pray for us. So we ask you to pray daily. Pray first, foremost. The most important thing about this broadcast is that people will hear the Word of God and the Holy Spirit will speak to their heart. First, if they're not saved, that that may bring them to the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ and they receive Him as their Lord and Savior. Secondly, that Christians would be edified, built up in the faith, and strengthened. Thirdly, we ask that you pray that that person that may have backslid and gotten away from the Lord, that this might be a broadcast that brings them back into a right relationship with Jesus Christ. Pray, number four, that I'll always rightly divide the Word of God. We do not want to mislead anyone in any way, and I consider that very important. I see a great problem in America today of our churches. They are so consumed with itching ears. I've got to feel good, and I've got to like it, and I've got to like this music, and I want a psychology-type preaching that tells me how to get along with my wife or my husband, or tells me how to do this and how to do that. And they don't really want Bible teaching. And they don't want things that tell them, stop doing this sin and start doing this that is right. And so we realize that has infected America, and we see the results in our country with different things that have happened, the Supreme Court decisions, our schools, the danger, the lawlessness, everything about us. Because it started in our churches getting away from preaching the Word. So please pray that this Word would go forth effective and powerful. Now understand, I sometimes pray that as people are driving down the road, they'll hear our broadcast. Maybe they're just going through the stations, surfing the stations. And I pray that God would just somehow be the power in my voice that draws their attention and captures their attention, and they listen and receive Christ. We actually had someone that received Christ that very way, and we prayed that even long before he did that. And then pray for the financial needs of this ministry. Yes, they're great, and many times we have to operate one month to another month at a deficit simply because it's that way. Nobody here receives a salary, and we all do it for the glory of God, and Central Baptist Church pretty well has foot of the bill for most of this, but we would like for this broadcast to be able to pay for itself. And it really runs into quite a bit of money each month in the way in broadcasting. And yet I don't want to take the broadcast away from places like the Caribbean Islands. I don't want to take it from places as out in the Micronesian islands of the Pacific. I don't want to take it out from Florida. Yeah, we're down in Haines City. And then the many stations of the Fundamental Broadcast Network. So pray with us, would you? We want the word to go forward unhindered and triumphant. We need your prayers. I hope that you will pray for us. Now, if you had your Bibles ready, we are in Galatians chapter 5. And today we will begin with verse 7. All right. And so last time we went through verses 1 through 6, and that was legalism defined. Legalism defined. Now, today we begin on verses 7 through 12, leaven divides. Leaven divides. People then who use liberty to justify the acts of the flesh are the leaven that divides. You say, how is that, preacher? Because they are dividing away from what God has ordained. And so often people miss that. You know, I think of people that have made doctrinal errors and taken us in different trusts. Taking different doctrinal areas today, whereas you have the one group that is, seems to be the emerging church, the contemporary church, and they're going away from doctrine. We have another group going to the opposite end, taking you into false doctrine, specifically into Calvinism. You know, I call Calvinism the religion of fatalism, because if you're not elected, it's fatal. You don't have a chance at all. So just understand that. If you're not one of the elect, oh, then it's a fatalism. Now, they'll try to tell you it's not fatalism, and they'll try to use some different arguments about it. But if God, they'll also tell you, if God has determined you're going to hell, even before you were born, you're going to hell. I call that fatalism. I don't know about you. Now, today, you have people like John Piper, John MacArthur, and others who write very well, and they say a lot of good things. But it's kind of like rat poisoning. Rat poisoning is 97% cornmeal. But it's that 3% of strychnine poisoning that kills. And I'm afraid that that has killed spiritually many young people wanting to serve Christ. So doctrinally, they deceive. They seek to reach the young college age, 20 and 30-somethings as well, because they like to use intellectualism and tell these that it's intellectual in order to make them feel like, oh, I'm an adult and I'm so much further ahead than my elders were and are. And so they use that, and as much as the Pharisees, they did the same thing back in their day. So it's not a new thing, but they do it and it deceives. And they infiltrate colleges and churches deceitfully. One college president told me that they would lie to get in to be able to teach, and then they would take their best students and try to disciple them secretly and get them into the Calvinism. Now, they'd often catch them and have to fire them right there. But, you know, when you have to lie to promote your religion, to promote your doctrine, to promote your faith, if you have to lie, you don't have much of a faith, and you don't have much of a God, evidently, that you have to revert to the unholy act of deceit and lying. And the same thing goes. I know in one video, the man was telling them, look, you young preachers, now they'll go in there, and a lot of these churches will tell you, what do you believe about Calvinism? Do you believe that some are elected to go to heaven? Do you believe in predestination, all that? And some predestined to hell? And they'll ask those questions, and the answer say, well, give them this answer. I want our church to be the most missionary-minded and support the most missionaries of any church in the state. Boy, doesn't that sound good? It does sound good. Problem is, it avoids the answer to the question, okay? And so they have learned to give that answer. So your church looking at the pastor, you ask them, they give you that answer, and just ask them, say, now, give us a yes or no. Do you believe that some are predestined to heaven while others are predestined to hell? Say yes or no. Now, if you want to explain yourself, you can afterward, but we want a definite yes or no. They won't give you that. That person has not only been deceived, now they're going to deceive you and try to deceive you. So just be warned, if they're going to use these tactics as we find them out, we'll do our best to inform you, because we love the Lord, we love His Word, and we love His people, and we don't want His people to be deceived by these folks. Now, verses 7 through 9, I'll just read them together to begin with here, because again, it's dealing with people that use liberty to justify the acts of the flesh, and they're the leaven that divide. Verse 7 says, "Ye did run well. Who did hinder you that you should not obey the truth? This persuasion cometh not of him that calleth you. A little leaven leaveneth the whole lump." Well, that's very clear. See, we begin to see the work of leaven and its disastrous effect. He states, "Ye did run well. Who did hinder you?" We really see that that statement is a military type of language that's employed. And he's using it to help the local church here at Galatia to see that they are in a warfare. As Ephesians 6:12 says, "We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places." So this is actually a warfare, but they are in a position through listening to these deceivers, to these Judaizers, of being in a position of losing a battle. Now, we'll win the war when we're taken to heaven, but being saved so as by fire, but being on the winning side, it's good to be on the winning side, but it doesn't feel too good to know that I didn't contribute, that I actually hurt the effort. Now in verse 1, we were implored to stand fast in the liberty wherewith we have been called. Now the Judaizers, who are the opposing army, are trying to take them back to the law of circumcision. Yet their teaching is contrary to what God gave in the Old Testament. Yeah, they had actually read the Scripture. Now, instead of giving facts, today we are given a great deal of propaganda.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening, and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website, and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on His firm foundation for the Bible.